Ella Hind is at Haywire to talk about mental health. This is a youth forum organised by the ABC, and 35 people aged between 16 and 22 have been brought to Canberra to take part. Right now they're broken into small groups to discuss their projects.
Mental health is such a wide area, and this is why we feel like, you know, we all have different experiences where, you know, three and
what Ella wants to say about mental health is not what you might expect from an 18-year-old. You'd think that the teenager from Hobart would probably be concerned about young people and their mental well-being. Or, if you'd seen Ella, you might think that the fact that she was born with only half of her right arm would mean that she wants to talk about disability and how that can affect mental health. But it's actually something quite different.
In 2005, my father was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's. My mother and I cared for him through until he went into a nursing home in 2010 and then passed away at the beginning of 2011 last year.
Ella says that with an ageing population, the mental health of baby boomers is going to become an increasingly complicated issue. She says we're all going to need more support.
With my father, when he was living with us, we didn't really get a lot of support from doctors because they weren't really sure what path to take, and we were also made to feel guilty at the thought of actually putting my father into a home, and said that and our GP said that you know, you do realize that if he does, you know, go in a home, that he will deteriorate much faster. Because our GP, you know, didn't really understand the severity of the situation, a geriatrician wasn't assigned to the case, and so my father probably lived with us for much longer than he should have.
Ella Hind and her group partners are working on a project to improve knowledge about mental health in schools. They're working on the idea with Carly Wright, who works with Headspace, the National Youth Mental Health Foundation.
What they were talking about was how we can improve mental health literacy within schools, how we can equip sort of young people with what they need to know about mental health, and making sure that there's a lot of education. You know, we have a lot of physical health within schools and a lot of focus on that, but not on mental health.
I'm interested in the particular challenges that smaller places, like smaller towns, will experience as opposed to the bigger cities. At Headspace, have you been able to show what the difference might be for in terms of mental health for kids in the regions as opposed to kids who grow up in the cities?
Yeah, I guess access to services is different in regional areas. And also there's that culture of everybody knowing each other. So there's that confidentiality that young people like to have when it comes to their mental health issues. Headspace has actually recently launched eHeadspace, which is the online and telephone counselling service. So it's sort of a less intimidating way and a flexible way for young people to go online and get the help that they need without having to sort of front up to a face-to-face service. So really, really good for people in regional areas where there might not be a Headspace or, you know, mental health services close by, or it might be that they just want that confidentiality of being behind their computer and instant messaging with someone rather than actually sitting down face to face.
For Ella Hind from Hobart, she's also had her share of mental health issues. She's had to overcome depression and anxiety.
The feeling is absolutely horrible. It's sort of, I guess I sometimes liken it to, I guess you're swimming and you're pushed underneath the water, and then you feel you're fighting towards the surface, but sometimes it feels like it's an impossible distance away. Obviously, still sometimes I feel the same depression that I did, but for me it was more external sources of problems, where I think a lot of teenagers, it's themselves, and they really have to work on themselves before they can be happy. And I don't really think anybody can help anybody out of a situation. Ultimately, they've got to help themselves. But what you can do is offer support, say I'm here for you if you ever need anything. Got texts and calls at 3 o'clock in the morning, and my friends have said, look, I'm having an anxiety attack, would you mind staying up with me? I think ultimately you've got to constantly think that there is an end. If you really work towards it, and it's a matter of working on yourself, there really is an end, and things do get better eventually, even if it doesn't ever seem like they will get better. And that's constantly what I tell my friends who do struggle through depression and anxiety. But I guess it's different for everybody again. Some people have tried that and it hasn't worked for them, and I think that it's a matter of finding out what works for you.